Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Heather Bosch, who's in for Colleen O'Brien. The Seattle Police Department has been trying to recruit more police officers, and it hasn't been easy, and we may have an indication why. Crosscut.com got access to the results of a morale survey conducted by the mayor's office. David Croman is with Crosscut.com. And David, the survey, it sounds like, didn't go well. Does this reflect the way the police force really feels?
This was a relatively small proportion of the total police force. They got 76 responses, you know, out of a force of 1,300. But among those 76, just 10 of them said that they would recommend to friends and family to come and work for the police department. So, you know, in general, that's not a great number, and sort of suggests that at least among this sample group that they found, morale is pretty low.
And in some cases, it was vehemently low. I mean, they said the working conditions were horrible. They didn't feel supported. Did this surprise the mayor's office?
You know, they sort of say that they understand some of the complaints that they're hearing from police officers. They, you know, they also talked about how recruitment and retention is an issue affecting police departments across the country, which is true. This is not a Seattle Police Department specific problem. You know, I don't know whether it surprised them or not, but I think it's a reality that they understand and are say that they're trying to address.
Well, it's an important issue because at this particular moment, the Seattle Police Force, I think most people agree, there are way too few police officers. And I had assumed that the problem with recruiting police officers was perhaps because of pay. But if the entire profession is in crisis, I mean, if nobody wants to be a police officer anymore, then we're in trouble.
Well, and, you know, I think the part of the problem, it isn't just about sort of people becoming disillusioned with police work. Part of the reason that this is such a big struggle for police departments is that, you know, in the early 90s with the federal crime bill, there was this huge influx of money to hire a lot more police officers. But, you know, the problem when you hire a lot of new police officers all at the same time is all of those police officers tend to retire around the same time. So, you know, I think that there probably is some truth to the fact that being a police officer is sort of less appealing maybe than it used to be. But I think sort of generally the biggest problem is they have a lot of work to do to replace this sort of, you know, silver wave of retirements.
So it may not be a problem with policing in general, which I guess would be good news. I thought there was some mention in the survey responses about the Office of Professional Accountability. In other words, the cops don't feel that there's anybody who has their back anymore.
Well, and I think the complaints with the Office of Professional Accountability, which actually is now the Office of Police Accountability, you know, the complaints from officers is that they feel like their every move is scrutinized, which, you know, I don't...
Well, it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are new, you know, and sort of more robust accountability systems within the police department. And, you know, actually, the director of the Office of Police Accountability, Andrew Meyerberg, you know, he sort of acknowledges actually that the process could be improved. He's still relatively new in the job. One of his big things is saying, you know, a lot of these complaints that we're getting are actually pretty minor things that could be dealt with in other parts of the department, and they don't need to go through these full OPA investigations. So, you know, when officers say they feel like they're sort of being investigated excessively, they actually have some agreement there on the people who are doing the investigations.
So then what is your takeaway on this? I mean, the headline on your piece says culture is toxic, morale is low. Survey of Seattle police officers paints bleak picture. Is the picture bleak or is there hope here?
Well, I think the takeaway for me is that, you know, the Seattle Police Department has lost officers in the last year. They lost a total of, I think, 43 officers, and this year they've already seen a net loss of 2 officers. And this is coming at a time when the city is actually trying to expand the department, so they're kind of going the wrong way. So the takeaway for me is that, you know, something is going on here, and I think it's a combination of things. I don't think you can really point to any one specific thing. You know, it's a combination of retirements. For a while, until recently, the Seattle Police Department was still paying 2014 wages because they didn't have a new collective bargaining agreement. That has changed. They do have a new contract, so the police officers and SPD are getting paid pretty well now. And then, you know, I think that there is sort of a conflict between the cultures of the police department and then maybe some of the cultures in City Hall. Specifically, you know, Councilmember Shama Sawant's comments a couple of years ago calling the death of one man at the hand of police as, you know, a murder and calling it a case of racial profiling. I think that comment specifically rankled a lot of police officers quite a bit and has resonated in the department. So, you know, it's a department of 1,300 people. There are a lot of reasons for a lot of different things, and you can't really point to any one specific answer to what's going on here. But fitting with that, for the city to kind of reverse this trend of losing officers, they are going to have to roll out a lot of different efforts, including addressing some of these concerns.
David Crowman writes for Crosscut at crosscut.com. David, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.